The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Annie on X at Annie Fry Show.
Well, I think we're all excited to be in the same room. We're all excited to make the tax cuts permanent. All the Republicans virtually in 2017 voted for these tax cuts. Right. It was a huge boon to the economy.
Well, it's nice to hear that Congress is focused on the campaign promises that they made. That was a January 8th clip from Senator Rand Paul. But we want to make sure that this Congress, the House, with a razor-thin majority, is on task. So we go to one of our local congressmen, Jason Smith, Missouri's 8th District Representative. Congressman, thank you for being with us here today. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
It's always great to be with you, Annie.
Thank you. I want to ask you how you're feeling right now in Congress, in the House of Representatives, the ability to cut spending. We're seeing a lot of actions on trying to pull back on unnecessary and wasteful spending, but also the forward-looking goals that you have to make sure the Trump tax cuts get taken care of and that we are resourceful with the taxpayer dollar.
First off, Annie, I like to remind my colleagues all the time that the only reason why Republicans control the White House, the House, and the Senate is because of Donald Trump and the successful policies of Donald Trump that he campaigned on. And now it's the duty of Congress to deliver on those policies. And those policies are his economic policies, making permanent the expiring provisions of his successful Trump tax cuts. No tax on tips, tax relief for seniors, overtime pay. Everyone heard what the president campaigned on it. We need to deliver on that. We also need to deliver on securing the border and making sure that we're providing the opportunity for our country to become energy independent. And we also need to cut some spending, like not just some, a lot of spending. However, it's a very razor-thin majority. We're going to have to thread the needle, but everyone's going to have to give to make sure we deliver for the American people.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Chairman Jason Smith. You were the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, and a little research here says that's the oldest tax-writing body in the United States House of Representatives, and you shape fiscal legislation, including taxes, tariffs, and social service programs. What kind of important role are you playing? And is this committee playing in ensuring that the American people get what they voted for?
So everything comes through our committee. A lot of people don't know that the Ways and Means Committee is the oldest committee of all committees in Congress. It's also the most powerful. All of the revenues that come into the country are under the jurisdiction of our committee. So you're talking about $5 trillion that come in. There cannot be any, according to the U.S. Constitution, a tax increase or any kind of tax policy cannot originate from anywhere but the Ways and Means Committee. It cannot even originate in the Senate. So it has to come from us. All trade policy is within the Ways and Means Committee, and the president talks a lot about trade and tariffs and trade agreements and de minimis. All of Social Security is in the Ways and Means Committee, and half of Medicare and a lot of different welfare programs. So when I say it is the most powerful, it's the one that affects the lives of every single American.
Well, how are you going to ensure that spending cuts can be made, that we can watch, you know, DOGE? I don't know what your interlocking relationship is with the DOGE initiative with this administration, that we're going to actually see less spending from our government, which is something that I think was kind of an extra treat that was added to the Republican mission in the campaign. There are a lot of things that needed to get back on track, but it was nice to see people start talking about spending less once again.
Okay, let me get to an economic point of view. If you look at the last 50 years, the revenues that has came into the United States averages roughly around 17% of the GDP. And then if you look at spending over the last, you know, like 5 years, it's 26% of GDP. Think about that. 17% of revenues of GDP, 26% 6% of GDP. However, the 20 years before that, it averaged about 20%. That's where it was for a long time. So in the last 5 years, happens to be the Biden administration, you saw spending jump to record levels, 20 to 26. So we have to cut spending. And there is money that can be cut without touching the benefits of Social Security and Medicare. The president has made it clear that he will protect the benefits for Social Security and Medicare. We're not going to touch that. But there's a lot of other efficiencies in government where we can save money. For example, think about this. Of the 2 million workers, of federal workers, 6% actually show up to work. 94% work at home. That's unacceptable. And the president has set out a priority saying if you don't show up to work, you lose your job. Maybe the size of government is way too big. I think we all know the answer to that.
Yeah.
And it's yes.
Yeah. We're speaking with Congressman Jason Smith, the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. When we saw the president, he paused some grants, some federal grants and funding. It caused everybody to go into a panic. We heard Chuck Schumer make a really weird comment yesterday about how everybody on Capitol Hill, I'll change the word, was really excited about what they were seeing, the reaction to the confusion that has set in about what Donald Trump is trying to do to really get his hands around how much spending is going where that is unnecessary. What are your thoughts on the Trump administration's methods and willingness to take action to try to find out all this wasteful spending?
I'll tell you right now, in the first 100 hours of the Trump presidency, he did more than the first 100 days of the Joe Biden presidency, because he's actually delivering for America and he's making sure America is first at every angle. I would go after Leader Schumer and say, stop your deceiving moves to slow walking the president's appointees. Maybe if you would allow his director of OMB to be confirmed, you wouldn't have to worry about some issues. But besides that, the impoundment of funds, freezing spending to make sure that it falls in line with federal law, such as the Hatch Act saying no federal dollars can go to support abortion, that's what the law is. And that's what Trump is making sure does not happen. One example, he's making sure that federal dollars is not going to DEI within the woke form of government that Joe Biden created. And these are things that are very real. He said it's not going to affect benefits for people in Social Security and Medicare. But it's time to start freezing this crazy spending that's going out the door.
Yeah, it is. Congressman Jason Smith speaking with us right now. Before I let you go, we know that you have a budget that you need to put forward. People would like to see it be balanced. People would like to see the wasteful spending go away. President Trump talks about a big, beautiful bill. What are your thoughts there as a leader on the Republican side of the House with a very narrow majority on the Republicans' ability to get this job done?
So I completely agree with the president that we need one big, beautiful bill. That bill needs to have spending cuts, substantial spending cuts. It also needs to have permanency of his expiring provision of the tax cuts. If it does not, every single taxpayer will face, on average, a 22% increase on their taxes, whenever they've already had the inflation tax of 21% over the last 4 years of the Biden administration. That we need to make sure we pass the legislation to completely secure our border, to do things that the president is not able to do by executive order. We need to deliver on it. We're going to have to thread that needle, but we can do it. The American people are counting on us to do it. Failure is not an option, Annie.
Congressman, do you believe that you have Democrats who believe in the extension of the permanency of these Trump tax cuts and the security of the border the way the Republicans are proposing? Will you get any bipartisan support?
I think after we have enough votes to pass it, you'll see some of their vulnerable members vote for it. That's how they always operate. They won't be the vote that puts it over the finish line, but they'll be the vote, oh, wait, it passed, so it doesn't matter. I can vote for it now.
Oh, man.
There'll be a handful of those, and those are the people that will try to paint back home that they're a moderate, but in fact, they're lockstep and key with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, I'm looking at Nikki Budzinski. She's my rep, and she does a lot of votes like that. Congressman, is Donald Trump the leader behind this? Is the Republican Party looking to him to lead, and are they willing to follow his lead?
Annie, we would not be controlling the House of Representatives or the Senate or the White House if it wasn't for Donald Trump's leadership. If my colleagues think otherwise, then I got some oceanfront property in the Ozarks to sell them, because that is not the case. He's the leader of this party, and he's the reason that we have the opportunity to take this country back and put in the right direction.
Ugh, way to bring that phrase home, Congressman. That was good. I like that. I was all ready for Arizona, and shucks, that's why you're in Congress. That's, you know how to do that. Well, I hope your colleagues understand that as well as you certainly do, because I think you are spot on in that assessment. And I think the Republican Party as a whole is watching very carefully to make sure that the rest of the Republicans in the House get it just as well as you do.
You can count on me reminding them quite often. We just had our member retreat over the last 3 days at Doral. I reminded them multiple times that you're not even considering developing policy without President Trump making sure that we have control of all the chambers.
Yes, amen to that. Congressman Smith, we are very grateful for your time today. We appreciate you. Thanks for coming on with us. We look forward to having you back.
Take care, Annie.
Yep, you as well. Bye-bye. Congressman Jason Smith, the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Missouri's 8th District Representative there. It's good to have him on the show. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got a little bit of an update on the fundraiser. When we come back, Lisa, STL.org/Annie. Today is favorite shirt day. And I was very happy to see somebody gave me a compliment on how I look today. And we're going to talk about this when we come back, because it was a very nice, kind gentleman, I assume, on the Annie Fry Show. And he goes, how do I say that Annie looks nice today without implying that she doesn't look nice on the other days? And I thought, that's a well thought out compliment. And when men say, oh, you look really nice today, and women go, well, what about all the other days? Men stop giving compliments, right? So thank you for that compliment. And I think it's because I'm wearing my favorite shirt. We'll talk about our favorite shirts in the 2 o'clock hour. It is Spirit Week on the Annie Fry Show. We are raising funds to get to that $15,000 mark. It's a very, very tall order, but I think together we can do it. LESA, STL.org/Annie. We're getting very close to, we're in the 9,000s, and I'm not 100% sure where the total is right now. I'll give you an update when we come back. You're listening to the Annie Fry Show. LESA, STL.org/Annie to donate. We'll be right back.